Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, I'll say that it's better than silly love songs.
All right, Patrick, it's the fourth day of Christmas.
It is.
The fourth day of Christmas here on our Christmas songs countdown. Holiday songs countdown, I guess we should say. Mm-hmm. And this is like becoming an annual tradition, or it is an annual tradition, and all this goes to the National Archives, by the way.
That's
all
right.
These inductees, yep, become part of the holiday canon for the United States, right?
Deemed socially or culturally relevant and important, so it must be preserved.
Absolutely. So, we did a listener poll, people voted. They were not allowed to vote on songs that were inducted in the past 2 years. So this is the third class of inductees. And we've heard from many great artists, many great songs. There are so many great songs. And in fact, you and I were having a lovely brunch recently.
Yes.
With our friend Bill Mulligan, who couldn't make it to this recording. But he was sort of indicating that he thought it was difficult to pick more songs because, you know, many of the good ones were already taken.
Yeah,
but,
that's right. He did.
But I think not only am I just super impressed with the list that we compiled this week, the songs that you're hearing this week, but I've got a lot more. And,
yeah,
and many of them pretty popular songs that still have not been inducted, right? So we have many more years to go with this thing.
That's right. And we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about some of the ones that came close.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's a veritable cornucopia. It's a holiday basket.
Right.
It's from Quality Street. There's so many things in there. Now, before we jump in, Jim, I would like to read something that was submitted on the poll. Someone named Bob Gronkowski. I don't know if that's Rob Gronkowski's brother or just Rob trying to look down low, so we don't know. But I'll read you this. He said, I made a series of CD Christmas mixtapes over the years titled Merry Effin' Christmas. A-hole. The story behind them goes something like this. It was a late Friday afternoon, a week or two before Thanksgiving. My wife and I had just made our way to a local Target store where I spotted a prime parking space right near the front doors. As I started to pull in the space, I noticed a car at the very far end of the lane rapidly approaching. As I parked the car in the space and started to exit, the approaching car reached me. The driver rolled down his window and shouted at me, Merry effin' Christmas, a-hole. Apparently, he also spotted this parking space and was upset that someone who was actually within a reasonable distance had claimed it. I thought of his little greeting until we later left the store and found a large, colorful wad of spit slowly flowing down the driver's side window and door. My newfound Christmas friend may have been a couple weeks early, but he had been the first one to wish me a Merry effin' Christmas, a-hole, that year. And that's his story of how he makes Christmas mixtapes. So I thought I would share that one with everyone as a holiday gift to you all.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful holiday tale.
Thank you, Bob.
Be passed down through generations now.
That's right.
Okay, let's see here. Anything else before we get back into the countdown?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. All right. All right, number four.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger wrapped in swaddling, Lord, the Prince of Peace. Start turning, torches start burning, and behold, wise men journey from the east. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside.
All right, Christmas Must Be Tonight by The Band. Let's see, that came out in 1977, mm-hmm. toward the end of the band's run, like right at the end, right?
Yep.
And, wow, I'm kind of surprised this hadn't made it in the previous years. It's really an incredible song, a beautiful song, right?
It's a tremendous tune, yeah. It's one of those, like you said, near the end of their run, but still has that sort of ragged beauty where everything seems to not be together, but it actually is, and all in the center right there. And it's just fantastic. And yes, especially with our group, you know, you figure the band, Christmas, that kind of song, you know, it might have been in there. It came close last year, but now it is there. And interesting was that was one of the ones I thought to myself, like, I bet this one will get in there, you know, because it came close, but it's also right in the pocket for all of us. And I just love that ramshackle beauty that it has.
It's gorgeous and appropriate. Again, a very religious song, but appropriate from, I guess, a band that wrote a song about pulling into Nazareth or whatever, right?
Yeah, so right.
There you go. just one quick little tidbit that I learned today. Garth Hudson had background as a church organist.
Oh,
did you know that? Yeah.
I didn't know that. No.
Let's go to Mike Coley.
There we go. You guys obviously know my love for the band, or maybe you don't, but and LeVon Helm and LeVon Helm Studios, Amy, LeVon's daughter, performs at the studio quite a bit, and she did a version of this song with the Wood Brothers that is fantastic as well. So you should all check that one out.
It's been covered quite a bit, I think. It's another one of those that I don't know how big it was at the time, but has had a build over time and become more and more popular. And it's been covered quite a bit. I just bought a Christmas album of songs recorded by My Morning Jacket, and they cover this song on there, which makes a lot of sense. And I'll give you listeners here's some homework. Go find this. Find the Peter Holzapfel version of this song from a couple of years ago. It super rocks. He ramped it up, and it's really cool. So it's great to, another great thing about holiday songs is, you know, hearing different interpretations of them, right? So really, really cool. All right, Bob Peterson.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, that's been number one on my list every year. It's my favorite Christmas song. And whether you're religious or not, I think that song is worthy of being in a church hymnal. I mean, it tells the story of Christ's birth probably as better as well as anything I've ever heard in church. And there's probably only two artists, secular artists, that could pull that off. It'd either be the band or Johnny Cash. But they don't hold back. They tell the whole story. They tell it in a very relatable way. So I think that's what really makes that a fantastic song, that it can appeal on so many levels.
That originally come out on the Islands album, Bob? Is that right? It wasn't a...
It's on the Islands album. And it's just kind of like I said about the song Jesus Christ from Big Star. I can listen to that anytime, and it just fits right in with the rest of the album, even though it's, you know, the Christmas story. But so that, again, that is another measure of how good it is. Something you can listen to year round.
Anyone else? All right. So let's see. What do we have next? Number three.
Not familiar with this one.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their
song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
All right, that of course is Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney, 1979, and before anybody says anything, let's turn this over to Bud Verge.
Now that we're treating this like Hall of Fame classes, I think the writers' committee had some concerns about performance-enhancing substances over the first two go-rounds and votes, and it didn't feel like, you know, Paul McCartney lobbied enough to get into the you know, RTS Christmas Hall of Fame. But I think I've done a yeoman's job over the last 2 years convincing the voters that that it is an eligible song. And I think my ballot this year really kind of reinforced that point.
Definitely reflected it.
Absolutely.
I have to say, I did not know until this year that he played all the instruments on it. Was unaware that it was a completely one-man show.
Well, this was recorded when he did McCartney 2,
McCartney 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, did he play everything on that album? Wasn't that the deal? Yeah, Mike Wagner's nodding in agreement. Yeah, so this was right after, like, Wings broke up, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'll let other people talk, and then let's go to Craig Rosen.
I know a lot of people hate this song, but I love it. It's corny, it's cheesy, but it's an earworm. It'll stick in your head for days. And I mentioned earlier I did these two playlists for my indoor cycling class, and I tried not to have repeats, but somehow that ended up on both of them. So, oh well. But it's a good one. I love it.
All right, Adam Koop.
I was just going to say the same thing. This song gets a lot of hate, but I mean, it's bouncy. It's fun. You sing along with it. You're right. You hear it one time, and Craig, you hit it on the head. You're gonna be singing it all day long.
So I'm with you guys. I never quite understood why people don't like it so much. To me, this is like kind of what like how a Christmas song should be, right? Just kind of fun and goofy and cheesy. That's fine, that's all good, you know. It's like it's supposed to just be a happy song, so I like it.
Yeah, I'll say that it's better than silly love songs, if you want to take that as a compliment. No, I haven't really understood it that well either. I think it's like people think it doesn't match up to McCartney's standard or something like that. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I will say there is a compilation album that I was sent a promo copy of probably 10 years ago now, called Holidays Rule. Does anyone know this compilation? Various artists. It was one of those Hear Music compilations, but it has the Shins doing this song, and they do a very good job on it.
Nice.
And it also has McCartney on the record doing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas song, is also
nice
on that.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a good one to find. Calexico, The Fruit Bats, Andrew Bird, a whole bunch of stuff.
So that Nat King Cole song, that's still not in our Holiday Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just to give you guys an example of how many great holiday songs are out there. But anyway.
And no Johnny Mathis.
But anyway, Jason Goble.
Just to possibly chime in why I think, not necessarily the hate, but why, I mean, it's probably compared to the Lennon song, War Is Over, which, you know, made it on the first list. I love both songs, and frankly, it's fine living in a world where both songs can definitely exist with each other, because, I mean, yeah, the Lennon song is probably the more serious of the two, but I think I do want Wonderful Christmas Time gives me more of the Christmas spirit at the end of the day.
It kind of reflects their personalities, right? Don't you think?
Definitely.
The Lennon and McCartney songs? Yeah, okay.
I would definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Bartlett.
Yeah, I was just going to... Jason's comments just spurred back in memory. Wasn't there a little bit of controversy when Rock in the Suburbs did the Beatles list? And it was very heavily slanted toward John Lennon as opposed to Paul McCartney. So this is a John Lennon crowd and not necessarily a Paul McCartney crowd.
Yeah, that's a good observation. Fair.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now tomorrow we'll wrap things up with the final two songs for this year.
It's exciting. It's
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good night's sleep. Santa will not come if you do not go to sleep. All right? So get a good night's sleep tonight. Wake up. Don't get up too early, kids. I like to sleep in a little bit on Christmas morning, but then, you know, we'll get up. We'll open those last two presents. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Performance-enhancing substances over the first two go-rounds and votes.